Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Wednesday, the 22nd of July, 2020. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. And this is for all ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. Another extremely positive day today in the ASX resource sector. And we'll start with the daily volume, which is up significantly. It's up to 1.58 billion, and that's up from 1.34 billion yesterday. The average, so there was 512 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's up from 505 yesterday. Of the 512 ASX resource stocks traded today, the average volume for each stock was just over 3 million, and that's up from 2.6 million yesterday. The average percentage gain for each stock today was 1.75%, and that's down slightly from 2.51% yesterday. Of the 512 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, there was 243 with gains. That's down slightly from 266 yesterday. There's 121 with no gain. That's up slightly from 106 yesterday. And there's 148 with a loss, and up slightly from 133 yesterday. So all across pretty good signals for today, and continuing a positive market. Let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were, at number one, we have Minrix Resources Limited, ASX code MRR. And it had a percentage gain of 41.18% today. At number two, we have Line One Metals Limited, ASX code LLO. And it had a percentage gain of 28.94% today. At number three, we have Red Metal Limited, ASX code RDM. It had a positive gain of 23.81% today. At number four, we have Silver Mines Limited, ASX code SVL. It had a percentage gain of 22.22% today. And at rounding off at number five, we have Cleantech Holdings Limited, ASX code CLQ, and it had a percentage gain of 21.88% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. Some great positive results there. Let's move on to the commodities. And there was quite a few best performing commodities today, or performed well. They were gold, copper, silver, and lead, and silver particularly doing well, with a couple representing the top best performing top five today. The best or highest traded stock today was Blaze International Limited, ASX code BLZ, and 9.50% of the company was traded today. The best performing project location today was Murchison District, which is located in Western Australia. Strong activity and positive gains in that project area. Let's look at the percentage over the last 12 months of staff admin versus project spend for the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today. And unfortunately, this is probably the negative statistic for today. It's at 63%. And that's up from 46% yesterday. So what that means effectively, of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, 63% on average has been spent on staff admin, leaving a very low, only 37% on average spent on projects. So please, please always ask questions as far as where its money's been spent. Because obviously with resource companies, spending money on exploration is the priority. So more money should always be going into project spend than staff admin spend, unless there's legitimate reasons like they're waiting on finance or environmental approvals or mining license approvals, etc. So just keep an eye on that one, please. Again, 63% is extremely high as far as over the last 12 months, the staff admin percentage spent versus project spend. Let's move on to the ERP statistics. And there were 141 ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution, down slightly from 142 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is a positive 1.62% gain average, and that's down slightly from 2.41% yesterday. Volume is up significantly today to just over 600 million, and that's up from 475 million yesterday. And of the best, of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, four of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's conclude today's podcast by providing an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Minrex Resources Limited, ASX code MRR. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects in exploration in Western Australia, predominantly in the Pilbara region. And let's look at their project spend over the last 12 months. They've spent approximately just over $200,000 on projects and just over $800,000 on staff admin. That reflects 81% of money available spent on staff admin and only 19% spent on projects. So again, there could be legitimate reasons for that, but I'd certainly be asking the directors of this company when project spend will increase. Let's look at their finances. Currently in the bank, they have just over $600,000. That's excluding any current capital raise coming up or just completed. As far as their market cap is concerned, they have a market cap of just under 5 million. They have just over 206 million shares on offer. And as far as their share price, it started at the beginning of the year, it started at 1 cent. It's now up to 2.4 cents. But just keep an eye on volume. Yes, it was the best performing ASX resource stock for today, but on very low volume, below 1 million. So let's look at the shareholding of the company. And as far as the directors of the companies, they own in excess of about 10%. That's excluding a director that's left the company. And as far as the top 20 shareholders are concerned, that's a high just over 68%. So that's a very good signal. Very strong, loyal top 20 shareholding, with 68% of the top 20, including directors, own the company. So that concludes the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Minrex Resources Limited, ASX code MRR. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We hope you've gained some valuable insights. And please, if there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email Steve at macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening.